What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And in response to Den Bear's questions, obviously anybody who's been a follower of my radio show and my website for a long time knows that I am working very hard to achieve a peaceful transition of this nation. I do not support the idea of an armed, violent revolution. Okay? Now, that being said, yes, the U.S. government is very good at killing people. And anybody who goes up against the U.S. government in a front-on-front war will be slaughtered. But there are other kinds of warfare. And I hope it doesn't get to that, but there's a quote that is germane to this. And it's from the Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And this is the quote. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking what would have things been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, and pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would be very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Now, again, I'm not advocating violence. I'd like to find a way to avoid it. I would like to see the United States government emulate the former Soviet Union and simply collapse of its own corruption and rot and go into the dustbin of history. And then we all pull together. We look out for each other. It's going to be a couple of rough months. And then we form a new nation based on the original constitutional principles, to which I would like to see one other added. No more private central banking ever, 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 ever. But if there is a revolution in this country, only an idiot is going to play it by the rules the U.S. government has planned for. And we, as the U.S. learned in Vietnam, those who make war in an unconventional way have an advantage. Remember, these soldiers coming on in, even if they're from other countries, they're there for the paycheck. Americans pushed to it. They're fighting for their homes and their families and their loved one within eyesight, and that always gives them an advantage. Anyway, moving on back to the news here. And let's see, we were talking about computers. We're talking about computer hacking. We're talking about the Tantrum Team, which is basically documenting the absolute vacuum of Hillary Clinton's political agenda by going on out and saying, we have to cheat, we have to steal, we have to, you know, trash the other people's servers. We can't win an honest debate. We can't win an honest election. We have to have fraud and rigged machines and all the rest of that. Not a very positive public image for the Clinton supporters here. Now, apparently, the British network O2, as a promotional stunt, if you will, decided to hand out some free USB pens and got embarrassed because apparently some of them, not all of them, but some of them from one of the providers had malware already installed on them. And that is becoming a big, big, big problem, where even if you go to eBay and you buy USB drives or whatever, you need to check them out before you plug them into your machine. Because the manufacturers of these USB drives, they'll get a little visit from somebody with a lot of money, and yeah, we'll go ahead and put that on there for you. Many years ago, when I was a developer for the Amiga personal computer, I briefly worked for a company that had developed a computer space shuttle simulator called Challenger, an unfortunate choice of names. This was actually before the disaster happened. And even more of a disaster, the master disk that was used to make the game to send to the duplicator wasn't formatted. They just copied the game onto it and didn't realize that disk had an Amiga virus. And that one accident put this company out of business. So you do have to be very, very careful. And where's the NSA in all of this? They're too busy whacking off to naked pictures of your significant others, according to Edward Snowden. Now, time to rejoin. Do a little shout out to all of our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And we're just covering a bunch of stories going back and forth here. And the phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Apparently, CNN has already gone on the warpath regarding the conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health. Well, there's no conspiracy theory about it. The videos are out of her stumbling and falling. Everybody's seen the pictures of that Fresnel prism in her eyeglasses. And again, let's stick with provable facts. There is that email released by Judicial Watch in which Huma Abedin states to State Department employees, they have to be metaphorically holding Hillary's hand when she's talking to foreign leaders because Hillary gets confused. Last thing we need is a confused president here. Launch the nuclear missiles at France. We're at war with Russia. All right, launch a missile at Russia. I don't care any of those. Absolutely ridiculous stuff. And again, I want to urge caution about this dump onto the net of photos of what are purported to be leaked medical records from Hillary's doctor. Because right now, they're really scared about this stuff. And we can expect they will try and poison the well, which is a propaganda tactic in which there's a legitimate issue of inquiry, and they will dump something in there that everybody will seize on and say, see, this proves we're right, and then it's exposed as a fraud, in order to discredit and defuse the entire agenda. And so we have to be cautious. I know some of the online independent media have gone with this story, and I wish they would exercise a little more caution. But until I get some confirmation from some source, I'm not touching this. I'm staying focused on Huma Abedin's email. That is sourced. We've got that with good provenance. We have zero provenance on these other images, and we must be careful. Now, getting on to health and science news, and talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which Hillary Clinton is fully on board with, this treaty, which is still stalled in the Senate, contains a provision that would require all member countries to adopt laws that are specifically designed to protect the profits of American pharmaceutical companies. And what this would do for the poorer nations of the world is drive the cost of medicines higher. And they're already sky high. It's all about making money, making money, making money. Extract more money from the people of the world. And where this whole mindset, this money junkie fever, breaks apart is there's no more money out there in the general population. I understand 10 Bears was actually still holding. My apologies. I thought that you would left us. Is there something else you wanted to ask us?
My question about that, I guess in the screening room it was kind of presumed I was asking a question about guns, and I kind of did frame it that way. But I guess more in the context of this election as a Ron Paul supporter who would be my first choice even now, but Trump is my preferred candidate because of just how dangerously flawed Hillary is in any way you can imagine. How can Trump play into this more peaceful resolution if that is a possibility that is seen? I mean, that's been my big question in these debates that I've had with people, and I've had many over the last couple decades, that if there's a peaceful solution, what does it look like? Because I don't see that any type of outright arms solution, except in the way that you described through Stolenitsyn's, analogy. And I can see and understand that. But is there another way, and how does Trump play into that? And I'll take that off the air so you got your lines clear.
All right. Well, thank you very much. The answer to your question is almost unconnected with Donald Trump because it's already happening. There's sort of this old idea that the way you lose a war is to prepare to fight the last war that you won. And in the context of a revolution or a civil war, the U.S. is certainly ready to refight the American Civil War. What they're not prepared to deal with is the fact that this revolution is not being fought with guns. It's being fought with keyboards. It's being fought with blogs. It's being fought with information. It's about educating the public. And we are making tremendous strides. And so my idea of a success is a government that finally comes to realize that the days when they could lie to the American people with impunity are gone forever. And that the only way they're going to be able to continue to enjoy their lofty positions of power and wealth is they're going to have to respect the American people, respect their rights, or they're going to be out of a job. Now, it's going to be a very, very difficult process because the corrupted, entrenched establishment has really locked up the country. They're ignoring the Bill of Rights. They've got fraudulent elections. They've got the corporate media in their pockets. I would love to see a peaceful transition like the former Soviet Union. But failing that, I think we have to understand that all of our lives, the 99%ers, are going to be a whole lot better if somehow this government does go away. I think the present system is way beyond the possibility of redemption. They don't want anything to change because it works for them. It brings them wealth, it brings them power, it brings them hot and cold running sex toys. They've got all the goodies, and they think that's the way whatever deities they pray to want it. Apparently, one of the released DNC emails, they're talking about sacrificing a chicken to Moloch. But ultimately, I'm looking at the Gandhi approach, that if the American people come to understand how rotted the system is, how fraudulent it is, they're just going to stop taking part. You know, President Obama's out there saying he won't stand for a Trump presidency. Well, I won't stand for a crooked presidency. I won't stand for a dishonest presidency. I won't stand for a stolen presidency. Because if the government cannot prove beyond all doubt the accuracy, honesty, and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over us, then we, the American people, are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government, to pay that government's bills, and certainly not to sacrifice the life and limb of our children in said government's wars of foreign intervention. We need a zero-tolerance policy. Until you prove the election was won honestly, you are not a legal, legitimate government. And I think we all need to adopt that same idea. You claim to be the government, prove it. Prove you won the election honestly and fairly. Don't just have some judge out in San Diego saying, yeah, it was all crooked, but we can't do anything about it. The state of California certified. All right, we're going to go to the phones again. Steve in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, hello. You know you're a famous person in our house. We love your show.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm
that's three.
Aren't I?
You're now in charge of the Tennessee branch of my fan club.
Okay, sounds fantastic. You know, I had to call you because I had this revolutionary idea, and I don't know whether it can be instituted for this election, but I think if not, it's wonderful for the future as an idea. Since we have these liberal judges that declare that having identification when you go to vote is unfair for poor people, which is full of you-know-what, don't you think it's possible that the people running sign-ins at elections could take everybody's fingerprint? And we have the technology now to put these fingerprints onto computer, and then that way they could check everybody's fingerprint to see if they had voted somewhere else a previous time. So that way, if everybody has to give their fingerprint, only one person, one vote. What do you think of that kind of situation?
It's an interesting theory. I'm concerned about its workability due to the data, the sheer volume of data and the amount of processing power it takes to match a fingerprint. I think really that we need to go back to some common sense rules, that you register to vote, that you show your your ID to prove you are the person in that registration.
Yeah.
And then
to show their ID, so it's crazy.
Well, we understand that. The Hillary campaign and, in fact, the entire establishment, they're trying to strike down voter ID laws all across the country. They're trying to strike down laws saying you have to vote in your own district, your own precinct. They're just trying to throw the doors wide open to let the illegal immigrants and the refugees steal the election for Hillary Clinton, because she's out there promising, "I'm going to make you citizens. I'm going to take all the stuff away from the legal American citizens who've lived here for generations, and I'm just going to give it all to you as long as you vote for me." That's Hillary's message to those groups.
Yeah,
but to get on that, common sense says, you know, that you vote in the precinct you live in, you register to vote, you show your ID. Paper ballots and hand counting in front of the voters right then and there, like they used to do at the Iowa caucuses. And then the results of that precinct are available so that people can follow it all the way up the chain of data collection till it gets to the very, very top. And there's still going to be people trying to change the system. What we have right now, though, is an entrenched power elite that got where they are by election fraud, and they're not going to want to change the system at all. That's why you've got all these people out there screaming that Donald Trump is just being ridiculous to say the elections are stolen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you for answering the question.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, there's another aspect. Anytime you get a computer involved in the election process, there's going to be fraud. That's what Bev Harris has discovered. As long as you have a computer whose internal programming is kept secret from public inspection, you're going to have a problem. And I think there was merit to the True Vote system, which really looked very workable. And it's a shame the designer died in that very suspicious accident. But the way it worked was you did have a touchscreen system. But the actual vote was recorded on a printed paper ballot. And what would happen is you'd go through and you'd make all your elections. Then the printed ballot would appear underneath a glass where you could look at it and verify for yourself that it had recorded your vote accurately. If it didn't, you hit one button and it went into a shredder. If it represented your vote, you hit another button and it went into the counting machine. But it's absolutely essential. If democracy is to be preserved, we have to have an open, transparent, verifiable, auditable election system. And I'll tell you this right now. I refuse to believe that the nation that put men on the moon is unable to invent a hack-proof, reliable, accurate election system. Bev Harris, when she started looking into these electronic machines, she found dozens of ways that results can be changed without leaving a trace. It has to be by design, especially that Diebold company, because Diebold's reputation was built on their making of automated bank teller machines that never lost a penny from one end of the country to the other. And for that exact same company to come up with an election machine that is full of holes, it had to be by design. It just doesn't make any sense at all. All righty, so getting on back to the news here. Now, following the World Health Organization declaring that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen, they wanted to say it's a definite carcinogen, but there was a lot of lobbying and arm twisting, and they pulled back and say, all right, we won't say it's definite, but it's probable. But it's enough for people who have been exposed to large amounts of glyphosate and who have come down with cancer to start suing Monsanto. And the lawsuits are piling up to the point where it may go into a class action lawsuit. And we really do need to hold corporations to account for their misdeeds. Because the way the laws are set up now, and we've seen this in Wall Street, these corporate executives can commit all these crimes. They're immune from legal prosecution. The corporation is punished with a fine. But it's not really enough. There are no controls on corporations, which is why we have bad software, dangerous chemicals, dangerous vaccines, ineffective medicines, toxic food additives. It's completely out of control. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We got somebody waiting online to talk to me, and we'll be right back.
Oh. Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right to the phones here. Mike in South Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Well, you were explaining how people needed to vote by registering, like getting your driver's license and registering at that point to vote.
Yes.
Did you leave out one step, such as you have to prove your citizenship before you get on those voter rolls? Because nobody in this country is going to vote unless they're a citizen, unless you want some blowback, and there will be blowback.
Well, I absolutely agree. Voting is a right reserved to citizens of the United States of America, and you know, in theory, there does need to be a mechanism to protect that. Partly, that is the you know, the function of the ID. That if you have a legal ID in the United States, you're a legal citizen. If you're not a legal citizen, you don't have the ID.
That's true. And too many these states, such as North Carolina and California, are giving out driver's licenses left and right for IDs, as driver's licenses or IDs, without proving citizenship. And I think
they should be marked as saying this person is not a citizen. But again, you know, the liberals, you know, their idea is they want to destroy the entity of the United States of America. That's part of that New World Order plan where they think everybody is just one global population and has a right to vote in everybody's elections. They literally hate the United States of America and they want to tear it down, open up the borders. They literally want to take America away from the American people who built this nation generation after generation and just give it to anybody who will vote them into power.
Well, this is the reason why America became so great. You know, some standards, some morals, some ethics, some integrity that has completely destroyed this country because we have gatekeeper positions. People have been put in gatekeeper positions, such as the Supreme Court justices, who are a joke. These are not people who represent America. They represent what you call the globalists. And I'm fed up with all this nonsense. This is nothing. This is like visiting Disney World.
Well, it is an ugly, ugly mess here. And what is really alarming is seeing all these people who are just openly contemptuous of our immigration laws, of our election laws, and nobody calls them on it. You know, the corporate media is bought and paid for it. The correspondents and the prostitutes are out there saying, oh, yeah, it's okay. We should let the illegals vote. I mean, they're criminals by virtue of the fact that they stepped foot over the border. But, yeah, let's let them vote here. And we're literally into the last days of the Roman Empire here, where everybody was voting themselves bread and circuses until the entire system collapsed.
Not enforcing the laws is what's caused the problems we have. We have bad appointed people in those positions who should be doing their job. If they're not doing their job, they need to be yanked out and put in front of a firing squad, and hopefully they won't get hit by anything coming their way. But you know, this stuff needs to be made an example of. This has got to stop.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We're coming up on a commercial break. This goes all the way to the top. When you have the SEC turning a blind eye to Bernie Madoff, when you have the Minerals Management Service turning a blind eye to the poor maintenance on the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig, it's because they're getting instructions from on high that it's okay to pretend that you're taking care of the country and get a wonderful tax-funded salary for it, but we don't want you really taking care of the country. And again, that display that FBI Director James Comey put on regarding Hillary Clinton should have been the wake-up call to every single American that our government is a criminal government, where the people guilty of some of the greatest crimes possible are going to be protected. And totally innocent Americans...
Obama is also the header and chief of basically the people who've taken over. It's what you call the kosher rat pack, is what I call them.
Well, I don't want to get into references about kosher or the rest of it. Yes, Israel plays a tremendous influence in our government. They take a lot of that money that is given to them by our Congress, and they give it back to members of Congress to make sure that more money gets voted their way. It's a giant kickback scheme, but it's above reproach because it's Israel. The system really is totally corrupted. I have been waiting for 22 years for somebody inside the government to stand up and say, we're going in a wrong direction and we need to make some changes. But there have been precious few people who are willing to have that kind of courage. Edward Snowden and Seth Rich are two.
I'd like to offer a way that might help if you'll back it up, and that is, for every political position in this country, we put recall on it mandatory. Recall must be on every political position.
Yeah, I think we should have a binding none of the above in all elections. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Mike, did you have another question you wanted to ask?
Yeah, real quick one, Michael. And that is concerning the companies to be brought back on shore that are offshore right now.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe none of those companies offshore are paying any taxes. What makes you believe that they're going to want to come back and pay 15%?
Well, it's not as cut and dried as they're not paying taxes. The way the tax laws were changed were for American companies that are still located in America but are shipping the jobs off to subsidiaries in other countries. Because what they did is the money that was being made by those foreign subsidiaries was declared free from taxation. And that's what made it attractive for them to shut down factories here in the U.S. and send the jobs someplace else. So if you're talking about a company that's already completely out of the United States of America, well, that's a lost issue. But for companies that are here in the United States of America, such as the Ford Motor Car Company, that has, you know, at following the taxpayer-funded bailout, went ahead and built car factories down in Mexico, they did it because of the tax incentives. Now, if you reverse that and say that we're going to tax your foreign factories and foreign operations at twice the level that we're going to tax them when they're in the United States of America, they're definitely going to come back in.
One more item, very good. One more thing I'd like to say, and that is Trump's idea about a wall on the Mexican border, United States-Mexican border. There's different interpretations of walls. We could very simply put sentries every 200 yards and give them campfires and a six-pack and some pizza, and I think that'd take care of the wall.
Actually, I think it'd be easier just to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande.
Okay. All right. Keep up the good work. Adios.
All right. Well, listen, on a more serious note, if you look at the wall Israel is building around what Google used to call Palestine, it is possible to do. And remember, President Eisenhower absolutely shut down the illegal immigration problem during his administration with only one-tenth the resources of the present Immigration and Control Agency. That's it. Called it Operation Wetback. And today he'd be announced, oh, that's a racist comment. Well, let's stop worrying about whether words are racist and actually get the problem solved. That's one of the big problems I have with political correctness. They're trying to take words and behavior and turn them into a crisis so that we're not actually dealing with real solutions to real problems anymore. All righty, let's see. We're going to go to Lucky in Arizona. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. A couple of things. Well, I wanted to comment on what you were just talking about with the last caller. But, yeah, it seems like, you know, whether it's the war on drugs, the Vietnam War, you hear testimony from people that were there or participating that it had seemed like they were prevented from actually. We might have double or how many more times the resources than we had back in Eisenhower Day. But, you know, they don't want to fix things. You know, it's kind of obvious. But as far as the Lockheed Martin thing moving to India, do you remember, I don't know if it was in Obama's first term, he took a trip with like 500 or 700 CEOs to India. First thing that came to my mind back then was, where, and I told my wife, you're going to start to see these companies start to move their manufacturing base to India now. I mean, it's like they set the tables incrementally for this type of thing. Even when I was a kid, and you had George Bush Sr., I think it was Nixon's, you know, George Bush Sr., Mr. Skull and Bones, CIA, was Nixon's ambassador to China. And I remember that in grammar school. And, you know, after this thing played out with the manufacturing base being moved to China, I thought to myself, well, he was setting that he wasn't going there to exchange cultural ideas like they were teaching us in our social studies textbooks. He was there setting the tables with these people, saying, we're going to be billionaires, and we're going to, you know, the United States is going to make everything that's made in the United States in 34 years is going to be made here, and we're going to be rich. You know, that's what these people do. It's like a big corporation protecting its own interests.
Yeah, and that was exactly the way they were thinking. Okay, and the idea was when companies started offshoring their jobs in manufacturing, they became more profitable immediately, and then everybody said, we're all going to do this. And what nobody stopped to think, and we understand the money junkies won't think, but this is where the government really failed miserably to be looking at the long term. If all of the companies in the United States are sending all of their jobs overseas, then there are no people left in the United States of America with the money to go down to the shopping mall and buy those products that were being made overseas and shipped back here. And that's why we're having this retail crisis right now. And they weren't thinking. All they were thinking is, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get a lot of money real quick, and then I'm going to retire, and I'll be happy, and I don't care what happens afterwards. We've lost a sense of not only responsibility for our present society, but we don't really think about our responsibility to the future of the nation.
Well, that's a really dangerous place for us to be in here in this country or wherever in the world, because we're worthless then. There's nothing more to extract. There's no more money to be paid back into the system, whether it be in retail sales or buying, you know, durable goods or tax base. You're talking about dark ages for the people. I mean, what do you do with the, you know, they already refer to us as useless eaters. I mean, you know, if we have nothing left to take from for them, you know, that's a really dangerous place for us to be, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is a dangerous place. You know, as long as we can work and make them wealth, they want us around. But I think a big part of, you know, this scream about population control and Agenda 21 and the Georgia Guidestones is they want to find some justification for simply killing off anybody who's no longer of any use to them. And we're already seeing that attitude in the Veterans Administration, the way they're treating our returned wounded veterans. You know, the VA is spending, you know, $20 million on artwork, $100 million on taking themselves to fancy conferences, and these wounded veterans are simply being ignored in the hope that they'll simply die and go away because they're no longer of any use to the power structure. If they can't hold a rifle and go on out and do something useful, then let's just let them die. We've been hearing about some of the more extreme elements within the government talking about how there shouldn't be such a thing as retirement anymore, that if you can't work anymore, it's you know, cut off all your medical benefits and let the first illness that comes along take you out.
Well, I'm a veteran myself, and I try to take health care into my own hands, and I've avoided for the past, over 25 years now, avoided the VA altogether. And you know, conventional medicine, because I don't really necessarily agree with, those treatments and stuff like that. But I kind of stayed away from the VA on purpose because I thought, man, these poor guys coming back really injured, you know, I'm not going to go in there for a cold or some other ailment that I might have picked up here in the last few decades. But, it's really amazing, that story of the veterans. And, you know, it's becoming more apparent, obvious to the American people, definitely, because of the treatment of the veterans after you. I mean, these people should be regarded, you talk about a retirement package. Packages. And wouldn't you think that somebody that would risk their life and limb for the country to return and be well taken care of? I mean, just that in itself has got to make people start waking up.
Well, remember, these veterans did not risk life and limb for the country. They risked their life and limb for the money junkies and the war hawks. And the money junkies and the war hawks have absolutely no sense of obligation or responsibility for these lives that they've destroyed. Now, my view is a little bit different. Whether you agree with the wars or you do not, and I most assuredly do not, we as a nation do owe a debt of honor to all those people who were put that uniform on with the best of intentions. And yes, they were misused, they were misappropriated, they were turned into conquering hordes. But again, we do owe them something. We owe them a decent care for their injuries and illnesses.
We sure do, and I think that's the part that becomes apparent to the American people, exactly the way you just explained it. It wasn't for the citizenry. It wasn't for the good of the country. It was for the good of the corporation, which it's become. And, you know, the laws, they write the laws, they're just basically making up the rules as they go. So nothing that they're doing is necessarily considered illegal. You know, and when you were talking about lawsuits before and class action lawsuits against Monsanto, I think that's wonderful. But then, you know, the deck is stacked with the nature of the revolving door between the private and the, government sector. You know, Clarence Thomas, great example. One day he's Monsanto's attorney, one of the attorneys for Monsanto, and now he's, Supreme Court justice. So, you know, depending on what judge is ruling against any of these lawsuits would be interesting to see, too.
Yeah, and, I think the idea of a lifetime appointment for a Supreme Court judge was a good idea on the idea that no influence could be brought to bear on them. Vote this way or I'll fire you. But what the Founding Fathers failed to do was to isolate a Supreme Court judge from all of his previous associations. And it's a bit of a failing. But in the end, the Founding Fathers designed a system they hoped was going to police and correct itself. And for a good part of the nation's history, it did work. But the money junkies have come on in. They hijacked our public currency and turned it into a private for-profit operation. And once they had that volume of cash flowing through their hands, they were able to basically warp the government to their own interests. And again, that shows the danger in allowing any one individual or corporation to acquire too much money. They can't resist the temptation to play God and mess with the nation. whether it's a Monsanto, whether it's George Soros. There does need to be a guard and recognition that too much wealth can be a problem in the wrong hands.
Well, Mike, well, I certainly enjoyed talking these things out with you again, and thanks a lot for your time again.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha. November the 2nd is coming up soon, almost less than 3 months away. And really, really, truly, do you honestly see anything changing? When I voted the last five or six times, I've mentioned, of course, you just color in the box and then you slide it through the machine, and at that point it can do anything. But then there's that foreign country that counts all the votes and stuff. If nothing changes from, and I don't foresee that it will, then we're going to get what we've always gotten, something we don't want. Now,
well, again, let me come on back to this. Okay, election fraud can swing a contest a few percentage points. But if they try and reverse a landslide, everybody knows what happened. And that's why I'm trying to get this viral campaign going, that on Election Day, which, by the way, is November 8th this year, that everybody who votes for Donald Trump just take a couple of pieces of tape and make a little T on the front of your clothing, so that everybody will be able to look around, whether at the supermarket or the library or the laundromat, and see how many people voted for Donald Trump. And that is going to make a stolen election immediately obvious to everybody. The other thing that we may see happen, taking the lesson from the Brexit, they tried to rig that as hard as they could, but they came up short, because you cannot reverse a landslide without triggering a revolution.
Paul Harvey told of the one, this little couple that was out and at a lover's lane, and this fella broke in on them, and the young boy realized this guy was going to kill him and have his way with his girlfriend. He had a knife, this guy that was going to, he was going to stab the boy. He took it into his hands because he grabbed the knife with his hands, and he was able to overcome this guy and save the both of them. It looks so bleak. Sometimes you have to make the move. And it's like they're so rotten in government, they're going to pull it. We both know it. I mean, know it.
They're going to try to do it, okay? But it again, election fraud that tries to reverse a landslide is going to be so obvious to everybody that nobody's going to believe the results of the election.
Well, I'll be wearing my big Trump shirt because I voted for him. Everybody remember that one because, you know, I'm just, you know, scared to death of Hillary Clinton and what's coming with her. And thank you so much for being there. I'm Michael Rivera. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you very much. Aloha yourself. And again, the other thing that we need to talk about is Hillary's people are basically taking the position about, you don't really have any reasons to vote for Donald Trump. Let's reverse that on her, okay? Let's think about the reasons we have to vote against Hillary Clinton, because she has no defense against any of that. And that's really what this election is going to be about. It's not so much about being in favor of Trump. It's just being opposed to Hillary Clinton and the people she represents. All right, we're going to go to Brian in Chile. Brian, we're rushing down to the end of the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Mike, and greetings from Chile. Yeah, I wanted to chime in on this issue of Trump's pledge to build a wall between the United States and Mexico.
Yes.
And I wanted to extol the virtues of this idea by alluding to the obvious historical precedent, and that's the Great Wall of China. Now, Mike, the Great Wall of China was built 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, Mike, and here in the year 2016, to this day, there is not one single illegal Mexican immigrant living in China.
Well, there's a success for you. I was about to tell you that in actual fact, the Great Wall of China failed to keep the Mongols out, but you're absolutely right. There's nothing wrong with having a wall. You see walls throughout history all the time. And this idea that we do not want to allow people into this country who do not come in by the legal immigration methods is somehow racist is absurd. Even George Orwell would laugh at that one.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to leave you with that and remember that a little bit of folly is cherished by the wisest men.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. And believe it or not, the company that built the wall around what Google used to call Palestine is already approaching Trump. They want to bid on the contract to build the wall across Mexico. But like I said, the low-cost option, let's just put crocodiles in the Rio Grande. And for those who actually make it across, we could have this little illegal immigrant trebuchet that flings them back across the border back into Mexico. But the bottom line is, when you're talking about the illegal immigrants, focus on that first word. That's why they're trying to change it. Oh, they're not illegal immigrants. They're undocumented, citizens. Hillary Clinton isn't a crook. She's an undocumented felon. You see how they try and change the meaning by changing the words. We got to take a break for commercial. Back with the last segment and last phone call of our show today. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Final segment of our program today. We're going to take our last phone call from Art Off the Grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I get to kill this volume here. I wanted to respond to the lady that called in a little while ago talking about, you know, other countries counting the votes. I'm surprised that we didn't have more of an outrage over this the last go-around when Spain counted the votes to get Obama reelected and all of this. But now, you know, here we come on another, you know, kind of promises to be quite an entertaining political season again. And this time around, I am trying to get people awake and aware and paying attention to this in the hopes that if they pull this, we're going to let another country count our votes again. We need
let me ask you a question.
If they don't think we're responsible for counting our own votes, what makes you think that they honestly believe you're responsible enough to vote for whoever is going to lead your nation? And if they do this again, we need to be absolutely outraged, and we need to rise up.
It has gone too far. And here's the really important question. Why can't we count our own votes? That's the way it was originally done. Everybody would meet at the Grange, and they'd all vote, and they'd all stand there while the votes were counted, and it was impossible to rig the elections that way. That's what led to that Battle of Athens, Tennessee. Everybody was voting, and then all of a sudden the corrupt politician said, well, we're just going to take the ballot boxes and we're going to count them in private. And that's when everybody got their guns and said, no, you will not either.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for us not to.
He seized the National Guard, took the weapons from the National Guard, took back their ballots, and then after it was over with, they returned the guns to the National Guard. That's how it's done.
And again, this is the focus. Why can't we count our own elections? Why do we need a company, whether it's in the United States or somewhere else, why do we need a company to count our votes? We all know how to count. We went to high school. We can count our own votes. We don't need a company and a corporate media to decide our elections for us. We can count our own votes. Okay?
And that's why I'm trying to get everybody to understand. If they do this again, that's where we need to draw the line. No more. No more. Thanks, Mike. I'm on, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. One thing should be obvious from the stink that Donald Trump is making about rigged elections right now. If we can get him into the White House, he's going to be open to an overhaul of the election system and turning it back into something that is transparent, honest, verifiable. And we need that. We will not have our democracy back as long as we have this crooked election system. We're in the middle of a peaceful revolution to bring about dramatic change to this country. I hope it's not going to turn violent, but that, unfortunately, is entirely in the hands of the money junkies. All right, quick little story before we hit the top of the hour and the music. Remember that Muslim teenager built himself a digital clock, took it to school, got arrested because everybody thought it was a bomb. His family is suing the school, and well, they should. They didn't have a single teacher who could look at that and say, it's just a digital clock. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are all part of the independent media. Go on out and act like it. Share what you know with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.